WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A day with starting off with some sunshine, but as you heard Christina tell you, it's going to get cloudy and it's going to be below average temperatures, but still, you know, around 50 degrees. Got, what, 45 right now? I'll take it. And as the weather starts to get warmer, we can start to think about some of the warm weather things we'll be able to do. We're literally just 2 weeks away from it being May, so we're in it now. We're in spring now, but now we're going to start to get all the spring and summer event announcements. And last night at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, we had the announcement for you about the Providence Water Fire schedule. So if that is something that you are into, you can check out that schedule. But it kicks off with the first full lighting on Saturday, May 31st. And Rhode Island people lose their minds about this. Personally, I don't get it. Now, I've never been to water fire, but I've seen photos, I've seen videos, I've seen it on TV. I don't get it. What is so exciting about setting a bunch of fires in the river? Sure, it looks cool, but like, am I going to go down there and deal with crowds and all that just to see that? I don't know. And Michaela Johnson from Fun 107 wrote the story for us, and like, she was super excited about it. And I was like, yeah, well, she used to work on the road show, so, you know, I'm sure every year they covered this very well. But I'm just like, I don't see the big deal. And she's like, oh, no, it is a big deal. Like, everybody gets excited for this in Rhode Island, but I don't know why. Then again, I'm sure there are things here in Massachusetts that happen that Rhode Islanders are like, what are those weirdos so excited for? I can't think of one. And I was thinking about it since last night. What are some of the events here that we get, or even, it doesn't even have to be an event. It can be something that we get excited for that Rhode Island people are like, what a bunch of weirdos. I don't know. They get excited over water fire. They get excited over those Zeppelas. They get a little too excited over their coffee milk. They will swear that Federal Hill food is better than Boston's North End food. They freak out if you call a hot wiener a hot dog or a Frank. Don't call them glizzies. Glizzies is not a thing. Don't. I feel like, you know, it's Mean Girls here. Stop trying to make glizzies happen. Although that at least has caught on more with younger people than those who are in the South Shore Bar Pizza Facebook groups and trying to call pizza czar. That's just horrendously stupid. But Rhode Island people get excited about all those things, and we Massachusetts people are like, nerds. But I'm sure there are some things, and if a Rhode Island person is listening, you know, call in and tell me, what is it that Massachusetts people get excited about that you all down there think is ridiculous? 508-996-0500. App chat open line voicemails, both on the WBSM app. Because I'm sure there are some, but nothing I can think of. And Barry has an interesting story today at WBSM.com and on the app where there's a significant amount of people moving out of Massachusetts and moving to Rhode Island. And I found that to be surprising. Although, you know, I think a lot of us around here tend to think of Rhode Island. And so, sure, like, I'd like to know some of the specific geo data on that. Are we talking about people that are like moving from Fall River to Tiverton? Because then you're talking the equivalent of moving from like New Bedford to Dartmouth. But if we tend to think of Rhode Island as being, you know, maybe from Tiverton down to Newport and then down to Providence, maybe into Warwick. I don't think a lot of people from this area head into Western Rhode Island that much. And even if they do, maybe they go as far as Twin River, but they're not going all the way out toward, you know, the Blackstone, you know, deep into the Blackstone Valley. But Rhode Island way out there is a much different Rhode Island than what we get on the eastern side. And southern Rhode Island, if you head down south, you know, if you're a lot of people just roll through that part of Rhode Island if they're heading to Connecticut or New York. But that's even an entirely different feel than around the Providence area. And then if you start heading down toward like Narragansett, that's like their version of Cape Cod. So I get why people would be moving there. I just would be interested in knowing where they're moving. Because if they're still living within 15 minutes of Massachusetts, yeah, okay. You're still a Rhode Island resident. You're paying Rhode Island taxes, but you're still connected back to the Bay State. But you can check out that article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Barry always has great content for you every day, whether or not you agree with him or not. And you're invited to interact with him on our Facebook page. He does go in and read the comments. He does comment back, sometimes much to my chagrin. But you can go there and have your voice heard if you want to sound off that way. And I've been telling you about the different ways that you can get our stories. And let me just say, the internet is constantly changing, constantly evolving. The algorithms are constantly changing. So you might not see our stuff. And if you like opening up Facebook and seeing what we have to offer, what WBSM has posted, you like reading the comments, you like interacting, whether it be to agree or whether it be to disagree, do me a favor and just, you know, like that post or even angry react to that post, but give it some kind of reaction. And if you really like it, share it with your audience, share it with your friends and family. But then when you interact with those posts, that's going to show Facebook that you're interested in seeing posts from us, and then you'll see our stuff. So then you'll be able to get involved in the conversation every day. If you don't click on it, if you don't react to it, if you don't share it, Facebook stops feeding it to you. So you don't have to always go to our page to read things. You can get it sent right to your news feed, but you just got to interact with us to make that happen. And you know, how do you make sure that you get all of our content when things are ever evolving? Well, the easiest way is to go right to the things that we send out to you. So that means signing up for the app and getting our breaking news alerts and all of our stories sent right to you. And we've gotten a lot of feedback from people who say, you know, you don't have to just send me breaking news and hard news. Like, let me know when there's a new story that you think I'd want to read. So we've been sending alerts for all types of content. Because folks like to know that there's something new to read and they don't want to have to go seek it out. So the app is probably like the number one way to stay connected with everything we do. But the other way that's super easy too is by signing up for our newsletter. And then we'll deliver that to you every day right to your inbox with all of our stories from the day. And I usually put about 20 stories in there every day for you to pick and choose what you want to read. And just, you know, scroll through them all. They might not all be your cup of tea, but, you know, don't think that as you get down into like Katy Perry in space that there might not be something after that that you want to read. But also just if you have signed up for the newsletter, which you can do on the WBSM.com website or through the app, and you haven't been seeing it in your inbox, just check your junk folder. But going forward, as these algorithms change, and as they are trying to determine what content it is that you see, those are the ways you can make sure that you're staying connected to everything local, even if you're not, you know, liking and reacting and sharing things on Facebook. And by the way, that doesn't just go for WBSM content. Anything that you like seeing on your Facebook page, whether it be something from a local business, whether it be something from a media outlet, or whether it be something from your friends, those reactions make the difference. Commenting makes a difference. You know, Facebook kind of ranks it based on, well, did they share it? Well, did they react to it? What was the reaction that they had to it? Did they comment? Did they go back and comment again? All those things kind of help the algorithm of Facebook determine what to feed you, what to show you. It's social media. They want you to be social. They don't want you to be just a lurker who's reading things and not engaging. And we've been very lucky that we get a lot of engagement out of you for our stories. Go look at some of the comments and reactions and shares on some of the stuff Barry's written recently. It's like a whole other radio show happening right there in the comments. But of course, we always love it when you call in and react to the topics we're discussing as well. 508-996-0500. Got a few messages yesterday from people that said they might head up to Boston for the 250th anniversary of the Paul Revere ride coming up on Friday. I'm thinking about it. Like I said, I have a friend who's up here from Tennessee, my friend Scott, and that's Stephanie's boyfriend. And of course, all three of us love history, especially the colonial era. But all three of us also don't really love dealing with crowds. So that's going to make a determination as if that's what we do with our Friday night. And they're like, oh, we've got to hang out this weekend before Scott goes home. And I say, well, it's WrestleMania weekend. So I can probably do something Friday night, but Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be busy. Although I will admit, I am not too excited about most of this year's WrestleMania. Many of it just feels like a common premium live event card. And some matches just feel like a Monday Night Raw. But you never know, because anything can happen at WrestleMania, so I will be watching every minute of it. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. Yet again, another morning. I did not think to pull the shades down before I started the program, so the sun's blasting me in the face. I'm going to go pull down the shades while you listen to these messages. And that is Garbage. No, that's actually the name of the band. The song is great. The song is not Garbage, but the band is called Garbage. And now they're actually coming to Boston. I don't think we're going to be able to get tickets to that one, but you know, you never know. And they're great live. I saw them live a couple of years ago after wanting to for years, and they were amazing. And I remember the summer that that came out, I had just graduated high school, and I had one of the things I bought with some of my graduation money, because I was going to be commuting to school, was I bought a Discman for my car. And then I Velcroed it to the dashboard so that I could play CDs without them skipping. And the first CD that I bought for the car was Garbage. And man, I would listen to that whole album start to finish. Loved it. Now I drive around in a car with a CD player built in. Never use a CD. All right, we're going to take a little break here for the news with Mike Roberts. When we come back on the other side, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike.
The Connecticut man held captive for 20 years speaking out for the first time. United Airlines making cuts and a missing woman found in cement in Washington.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump said he's considering sending U.S. citizens who've committed violent crimes to prison in El Salvador. Trump said he was looking into it and he wants to do it, referring to them as homegrown criminals. His comments came as the fate of a man from Maryland was wrongly deported to El Salvador, and his status is still up in the air. A judge said the White House must do more to facilitate the return of that man. The body of a missing Washington woman has been found buried in concrete under a shed in Olympia, Brad Ford reports.
83-year-old Marsha Norman was reported missing April 1st. The Thurston County Sheriff's Office identified Jeffrey Ziz as a person of interest. He was Norman's handyman and had dinner with her the day she went missing. Ziz built an unrelated shed in Olympia, which is where investigators found Norman's body. Ziz was arrested in Missoula, Montana, and returned to Thurston County, where he's being held for probation violation on a separate charge while the investigation continues. I'm Brad Ford.
The Connecticut man, allegedly held captive by his stepmother for 20 years, is speaking out for the first time. Kristen Marks has the details.
The 32-year-old, who calls himself S, in order to protect his identity, says he's issuing his first public statement to begin the process of reclaiming his life and to have his say in how his story is told. Speaking through the organization, survivors say he thanks the health professionals supporting him in his recovery, the first responders who found him, and the authorities working to hold those responsible for his abuse accountable. S was found weighing just 68 pounds in February after he said he set fire to his Waterbury home in order to escape. Meanwhile, Kimberly Sullivan has been charged with assault, kidnapping, and other charges.
More than 16,000 shellfish beds are off limits to fishermen in Port Jefferson Harbor until further notice due to a sewage spill.
Suffolk County has issued a health alert after 30,000 gallons of partially treated sewage spilled into the harbor on Monday. Long Islanders are getting robocalls warning them to stay out of the water.
Keep children and pets away from the area.
There's concern about potentially elevated levels of pathogens, bacteria, and viruses. So health officials are also warning that eating shellfish from the harbor right now is hazardous. The sewage discharge was caused by an electrical malfunction in one of the county's UV disinfection units. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Karen Reed says she's ready now that a jury has been seated in her murder trial. Reed accused of striking and killing her Boston police officer boyfriend John O'Keefe with her SUV in 2022. Reed claims she's being framed for O'Keefe's killing, and her first trial ended last year in a hung jury. Official opening statements will begin next week. United Airlines making plans to cut flights this summer as domestic travel demands fall.
The Chicago-based carrier said Tuesday it plans to trim domestic capacity by about 4% starting in the third quarter. For the first quarter, United posted a $387 million profit while projecting strong demand for premium cabin bookings and international travel. Unit revenue for domestic flights fell nearly 4% from last year during the first quarter. I'm Brian Shook.
Former game show host Wink Martindale has died. He was best known for hosting Tic-Tac-Doe, High Rollers, and other game shows throughout his career. His manager announced he died in California yesterday. Wink Martindale was 91.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Devils over the Bruins in overtime last night, 5-4 to close out the season for the Bees. Red Sox beat Tampa Bay 7-4 last night. Those two teams back together tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good morning on this Wednesday. We're waking up on either side of 40 degrees. Temperature is below average here thanks to the winds of change. Air from the north being moved into southern New England. And that's going to keep us in the low 50s this afternoon. We're also going to be in and out of the clouds, so keep that in mind. Not wall-to-wall sunshine here. But the biggest player in the game today is really going to be the wind. We'll see gusts in the 20s and 30s. Even the 40s not out of the question here on the South Coast. So hold on to your hats as you're heading out the door. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams, and I want to share with you the role that diabetes has had in my family. I lost my grandmother at the early age of 64 due to complications with diabetes. She was warm, generous, and a constant encouragement for me to follow my heart. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost four times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure, needing dialysis, or a kidney transplant. The good news is that you have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing and learn ways to prevent them from failing. So go to your doctor and get yourself checked out. Visit linkbylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
Welcome back in. That was a song that I couldn't stand when it first came out. I think that was like, what, 2000? And I was like, yeah, I can't with this song. And then the more I heard it, the more I was like, oh, I like this song a lot. And it became one of my favorite songs of that era over time. So I guess that there's an issue with the AM signal. So I just texted our engineer to let him know. That's not something I can fix here. That's got to be a transmitter issue because we're broadcasting fine on FM. We're broadcasting fine on the stream. So hopefully those of you that normally listen on 1420 AM have moved over to 99.1 FM. That's the better place to listen anyway. 99.5 rather. Why do they say 99.1? 99.5 FM. And I don't know why people would listen on AM anyway. I mean, I get it. There's the nostalgia value of hearing that kind of tinny sound with a little bit of buzz behind it, right? Feels kind of old school, but it's crystal clear audio on FM, 99.5 FM. And you should be listening on FM all the time. It's going to sound so much better. When I yell stuff at Chris off the air, you'll hear it better. When I'm off mic and I open up the door and I yell something at him, you'll hear it better. When he comes in later on at the end of my show and says something from the couch, you'll hear it better. FM, the way to go. 99.5 FM. Oh, geez, don't tell anybody that I got it wrong. I just was looking at other numbers. Because I guess people are telling us that there's another station bleeding into our AM signal. So maybe that's what happened. Maybe they powered up too much and they're over our signal. But I went out and tested it during the news and said, yep, definitely not working on the AM, but FM is crystal clear and running. Sounds beautiful. The stream, the app, working perfectly. And just think, the car manufacturers want to do away with AM radio in their cars because they say nobody listens to AM radio. I should show them every time we have an issue with the AM signal and all the messages we get and say, don't tell me people don't listen to AM. Even though we try to tell them FM's better. The other part of that too, by the way, is that they're trying to just cheap out as much as they can in what they're putting in those cars. So they say, okay, we're not going to put it in AM radio, oh, because it messes with some of our electronics. But then eventually they'll say, well, we're not going to put it in FM radio in either because nobody listens to that. People would rather stream music. We're just going to make sure it connects with their phones so that they can just play it off their phones. And next thing you know, you're paying the same amount of money for a car that has less of an option. I mean, I remember in the 90s when my friends first started buying new cars. I did not. I've never purchased a new car. All my cars have been used. But I remember when they were starting to buy new cars, and I would go with them, you know, give them a ride to the dealership, whatever. And I remember when they would have to make the choice of if they wanted to spend the money to have a cassette player or a CD player in the car. Like, it wasn't an automatic. Well, eventually the cassette player became kind of a standard option. But, oh, do I want to upgrade to CD? It's $400 more. Yeah, over the course of the entire time you're paying for the car, just get the CD player. You're going to go drop $100 to get a Discman to play CDs while you're in the car anyway. Just get the CD player. That's one thing. If I was going to buy a brand new car, I don't care about heated seats. I don't care about keyless entry. I don't care about keyless driving. I don't care about leather interior. I like leather interior, but I mean, I don't care about how tinted the windows are. I don't care about the climate control system, as long as it has AC, unlike my car. I just care about how good the sound system is, because if I'm spending time in the car, that's what I'm doing. And so all throughout my life, yeah, I might have had the crappiest cars in the world, but at least I had good radios in them, except for my Velari. My Velari didn't have a radio at all. At first. So what we did is I drove around with a JVC kaboom box in the back seat, and I had the remote control Velcroed to the dashboard. And I had my however many CDs it held. I had it loaded up, and I would just drive around blasting music from the speakers behind me. Yeah, got the job done. And then eventually we were able to get a radio to go in. Just a 78 Velari did not work well with some of the modern radios of the time. Yep, we're aware. We're aware that 1420 AM is off the air. As I just said, why are you still listening to AM? It's an FM world, baby. 99.5, crystal clear sound. And that is working. That signal is working. We'll get the AM back up and running, though. The engineer, I texted him. I'll let you know when I know if he gives us the all clear. Just he's retired now, so I don't think he wakes up as early. 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break here, and we'll be back in a few moments. And the engineer is awake. He's aware he's going to be working on the problem. We'll let you know when things are back and up and running on AM. But I'm getting lots of messages on the WBSM app about it. You know that you can just listen to us on the app. It'll also sound much better than on the AM radio. I get it. I know. You've got your radio presets. You've got all that. But try listening on the app. And especially if you've got a smart speaker around the house that you can connect with Bluetooth, even better. Which, by the way, if anybody knows anything about soundbar, and I'd like to think of myself as a person that's good at this stuff, but I bought a soundbar back in the fall, a Vizio soundbar. I went on the cheap end, but
I didn't know if I was going to like a sound bar compared to a surround sound system. So I bought an inexpensive one. It was just about $200. And I installed it, connected it to my TV, my Samsung TV with a eARC cable. And it was working fine. And then all of a sudden, the eARC started being recognized as a video source instead of a pass-through audio source. And so that didn't work anymore. Now I have to keep connecting it via Bluetooth. And that, the Bluetooth option doesn't stay connected. And I can't figure out how to get the cable to work anymore. So if anybody has any tips or tricks, let me know. I can't seem to find much online about it. Except the answer is, well, don't connect a Samsung TV to a Vizio soundbar. Like, no, shut up. It worked. It worked before. It just suddenly stopped. Don't give me that. And it's funny. I'm the person in my family that everybody else calls when they have a problem. And I'm like, well, I should be able to figure this one out. It's literally one cable. But nothing. I'm about ready to just pull all the wires, unplug everything from the wall, leave it for half an hour, and then restart from scratch. I think that might be what I have to do. 508-996-0500. We'll have our fun Friday this week on Friday, and part of that is going to be the Come to My Window contest. If you want to win a pair of tickets to see Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone at MGM Music Hall at Fenway, we are giving them away all week long at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits. But we're also going to have the Come to My Window contest on Friday. I'm holding back a pair just for that. Come down, come to the big window outside of WBSM and show me why you deserve a pair of tickets to see Melissa Etheridge. It could be you show up wearing a t-shirt. It could be you show up with a sign. It could be that you come to the window and start singing Come to My Window or another Melissa Etheridge song or a Joss Stone song. But anybody that shows up to the window and shows that they want those tickets, you're going to be entered in for the last pair. And then we'll give them away after the end of the program. And then you'll be on your way to MGM Music Hall at Fenway to see the two. Keep in mind, these are standing room only tickets. They are not seats. So if you need a seat, this is probably not the contest for you. They can't change the ticket at all. We've run into this before where people have won. There's been times that we got these tickets and found out later they were standing room only, and they can't accommodate people with seats. So with these really popular shows, you know, they give us what they can give us. And so that's why we've got standing room only. And we're thankful for them for doing it. We're thankful for Stevie's Wine and Spirits for making it happen. So you can enter to win that now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But if you don't hear from us by Friday morning, well, it'd be Thursday. If you don't hear from us by then, you know you want to come to my window. And then, of course, later on today, about a little over an hour away, we're going to have your first cash code of the day to make that money talk. 10 codes all day long, one code every hour. You're going to be listening all day anyway, right? You might as well collect those codes and enter them at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and you could be $1,000 richer. It's brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. So imagine if you have to move, right? You win that $1,000, you just call Long Moving and Storage and say, I know how I'm going to pay for this. So your first code will be coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and then one code every hour the rest of the day. All right, let's take our next break here. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, we're going to go into the news. When we come back on the other side, we can talk to you. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Getting a lot of app chat messages from folks talking about the AM being off the air. Well, you're on the app. Just hit the play button.